Welcome to this one small change. I am thrilled as always that you are joining me for this journey of exploration and transformation. I'm your host, Yvonne McCoy, and I bring almost 30 years of entrepreneurial experience and a passion for growing your business through the power of what seems like seemingly small change. And as always, I have a fabulous guest this week, and you are going to want to hear what she says. Today, my guest is Elle Grinnell. And she's going to be sharing with you how some smaller, unexpected decision or change sparked a remarkable transformation and growth in either her personal and her professional life. Elle, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here sharing this with you as well. So, yay.
So tell us about the small change. And usually, now
Yeah.
that, because it usually becomes so much bigger, it doesn't seem like a small change anymore.
Yeah, when and when you become what I call vintage in life, there are a lot of those small changes, right, that make us the mosaic that we are, this beautiful like piece of art. And so I was thinking back to kind of the first time I really realized that I had a shift because, I was born into poverty, grew up in a trailer park, suffered all of the abuses. Most of the abuses, and consider myself not a survivor, but a graduate. And then in my 20s, I started getting into self-help, right? Motivational stuff. And there was a program called Nightingale Conant, where once a month you would get a cassette series in the mail. So this is like back in the 90s. And I was listening to those, and just so many people. It was Les Brown and Wayne Dyer, and all of these kind of, folks back then. Zig Ziglar was one of my favorites. One day I was sitting in the living room doing my version. I have a lot of ways to meditate, and one of them is I stare at a blank wall and I just kind of just start to get quiet. And that's never intentional. It just happens. But one day I was in that white wall space, and it occurred to me that I'm in charge. And I was in my late 20s, maybe. And I was like, what does that mean? I'm in charge. Because it was really loud. It was like confident and proud. And it was like a light bulb came on. It wasn't, my upbringing. It wasn't the poverty. It wasn't that I'm a, Latina female. It wasn't, what I mean? That I'm from the trailer park. It wasn't all of those things that are an easy blame. An easy blame for why you're not living your life on purpose, why you're not connecting and getting out there, right, and shining. And that was the beginning of me figuring out my career. And it just was like, ooh, instead of a downward spiral, it was a really upward spiral. So the one small change was realizing that I'm in charge. I make the decisions. They're my thoughts, they're my actions. Claim them and make them mine.
It's funny that you say that because I had a similar experience, and I can see it. I was riding in the car, I was on the highway, I was playing a cassette player, and it was Brian Tracy, and he basically said, this is paraphrasing because it was decades ago, but he basically said, "You're an adult, get over your parents." And I was like, "He's right. I'm married. I have two kids. I have a husband. I have a career. I have, and I'm still like obsessing about the stuff that happened when I was a kid." And so, yeah, I mean, the shift, I mean, it's a sentence, really, but the impact is almost like a wedge because it opens up so much more.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's just been continuing for me to look at how to keep getting over myself, because as we go through different phases in life and situations, we do acquire biases with the people we hang around and the state we live in and all of that kind of stuff. And so to catch yourself on being biased, right? Because we're all judgmental by nature. That's what keeps us alive, right? We've got to judge things quickly. But it's a matter of if you're staying stuck and you're not allowing yourself to learn more is where the trouble begins, in my opinion.
Well, I think continuous learning. I mean, here's what I say to people. Your life is, you're shooting at a moving target. If you're not changing and growing, you're stagnating and falling behind. Just by the fact that you're not doing anything in the world is changing. And so, I don't know that people are really clear about what you do, and I've had the experience of experiencing that. So I want you to talk a little bit
Thank
about
you.
that. And I can tell you what has happened since last we spoke.
Okay, that's exciting. So thank you. That's a super perk. So many years ago, once I got into this, kind of self-improvement type thing, I met a woman named Dr. Libby Adams, who had the International Academy of Self-Knowledge, where the subject is you. And I'm like, this is perfect. This is what I've been looking for. And that was back in, like 95 or something like that. And I just started taking the courses. I got trained in NLP, negotiation, just all kinds of things, all the personality type predictors, Enneagram and Myers-Briggs. And I just became fascinated by the brain and how the brain processes and stores and repurposes information, and how we're hardwired, most of us, a certain way, but yet we're wired differently through experiences. So meshing that together, the neuroscience of that is, how can you take your superpower, your innate wiring, and put that more to work for you, because it's easy, right? And then how can we shift those things, like what happened when we were 5 and 7, and that they're still trying to play the game. It's like we're stuck playing chutes and ladders, and here we are, in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, sliding back down the ladder again because we haven't learned to evolve. And so then I got trained in transformational meditation, which is what you and I did. And so I help people in the neuroplasticity to rewire, pull up those memories, set them straight. Most of them don't even know it's 2025. That's the part that's really fun. It's like, ask that part what year it is. And they'll say some decade-old year. It's like, oh, well, guess what? And so it's really fun. And then once you get those systems and those thoughts and those fears, doubts, and worries out of the way, then you can create a new right highway, a new pathway. And then you've got to live it. So it's not enough to know it. It's not enough to clear the path, right? You've got to drive that way, see what else is there now, because now you're going a different way and there's all these opportunities that weren't there before because you were stuck in those old patterns. So I love this work. I've been doing it 27 years, and it changes lives. Everything from helping people get over infidelity. People, that too, actually, now
That
that I'm thinking,
I was going to say,
I did have one of those, get better SAT scores, just lose weight, gain weight, just so many things, because we're stuck in the thought that it's not possible for us, even though we can see other people. It's like, oh, but I can't, because. So we get those I can'ts out of the way and put in the possibilities, what ifs, in a good way. So yeah, I can go on forever. So I'm going to let you tell your story
I
now.
love it. So what I want to tell everybody is, I am not woo-woo by nature. As one spiritual healer said to me, you're really very linear. But I like processes. I like, because I had an unsettling upbringing. And so I defaulted to what is the objective solution as opposed to what is the emotional, so that's why I gravitated towards math, because 1 and 1 was always 2, I could get the answer right. So I tell you but I do believe that there is forces outside of ourselves and a higher power that bring us together in ways. There are things that we don't see that are there. I mean, we don't see gravity, but it's there. And so you kind of have to believe that there's more than what you can see. So I think the first thing I would say is, as I thought about this interview, I thought about, it was interesting to me that several things happened prior to us working together. One of them, which was this new thing that I found, that you don't need to be fixed, you just need to be found. And also the feeling of really kind of stepping into, or wanting to step in, my wanting to be found, right? So when we did the work together, I came away with the feeling that I was on the right track and everything was okay. Nothing, no fireworks, no bells or whistles kind of thing. But as I was thinking about this and thought about the meetings that I had after that, and the meeting things that have happened in just in less than a week, I found myself coming forward in a much stronger way, a much more, you know, it's like, okay, because I think I have to tell you, I think I'm really a very strong woman. I think that I have an innate, I mean, it has showed up in really weird ways where I'll be someplace and find that a lot of people have gravitated towards me. Do you know? And people start like, what are you doing that all these, do you know? And I have never, it's not that I've said, you know, hey, everybody, I want to, you know, any, do you know? People, I think, are pulled towards me. So, but I have, in my own preservation, kind of always been at the back. I've always, you know, it's like I don't want to overpower people. I don't want to, whatever. So it was been very interesting to me that in the last few days, I've really felt, not consciously, but if I look back on the meetings, I have really stepped into my take chargeness. You know, it's like, okay, guys, enough of that. We're going to do this, or I'm really good at this, or, you know, in my connection calls, I've really been saying, this is what I do, and I'm good at doing it. I've said it before, but I don't think I've said it with such energy. And the other thing that happened that to me is just like, is I've had two people refer people to me that are like amazing opportunities. And instead of, you know, going, you know, it's like, this is great. I'm ready for this. Let's go. Do you know? So, you know, I think it was the perfect timing for me to meet you, plus the work that you did to help me to get there. So, yeah, I feel real, I don't, I can't explain it except that it is a bump up in confidence and energy is probably the way that I would say it. Again, no bells and whistles, but just this kind of calmness. I'm ready. I can do this. I'm good at what I do. You know, this, I feel like the self-doubt has really diminished. I mean, I think we all have self-doubt to some level. And when you step into something new, I think that's normal. But I have to say, I feel a change.
That is so wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Couple of things. Number one, I was also drawn to you, like how you say people are just drawn to you. And you know, our paths came together because we spoke at the Pathways to Paydays Summit. And so I got like little bits of you, and I was like, no, that's not enough. Yvonne's not a bite-sized kind of person.
No, I'm not. I'm a meal.
You are a meal. So we had to get together and do that. And you know, when you're saying it was like nothing super grand, I think what I was getting this image of in my head is like, have you ever been standing in the shade waiting, you know, for your Uber or whatever? And it's, you know, it's kind of cold. And you realize, oh, if I just step over into the sun, so there's the sun right here. And here we are in the shade. And it's that easy sometimes to go, oh, you know, so many things are right in front of our eyes. And we're just so stuck in the way that we think that this is where you stand when you're waiting, that we don't realize that's according to who,
Yeah.
according to whom.
And the thing that I would say, like in my business, one of the things that I talk to people is, what are you leaving on the table? When you change your focus and you start to see what uniqueness you bring, there are opportunities that have been there the whole time that you didn't think were worthwhile or that you could do. I mean, it's not that, you know, I'm coming up with totally new things. It's the things that were already there, but because of your lens or the angle you were looking at it, didn't make sense to you or didn't seem like it was something that you could do. So I think that, you know, again, I think that these subtle sh shifts, I mean, they're not subtle in a way, they're really earthquakes, but but they start out with the rumble, grow it, it's a rumble that grows into an earthquake. The result of it is earthquake worthy and big enough because it builds on each other.
Yes.
You meet something, you're more confident that person will refer you to somebody else, or you help a client and you can help them be more confident and grow in a bigger way. And so, like I said, it would just, as I sat and thought about this morning, I'm like, oh my God, I have had a great week. I have had all these successes, and part of the success is that I think that I was willing to acknowledge that, like you said at the beginning, that I had some responsibility for it. If somebody had some success, it was because they had been with me. And, that's always my goal, is that people are better off for having met me than if they hadn't met me. So before we get carried away, because this is a wonderful thing,
Thank you.
tell us about your gift.
Okay, I'd love to. So one of the ways to introduce people to what I do is I like for them to understand the whole cognitive side of how we think and how we feel and what we do, right? I don't just dive into the neuroplasticity of it all. We got to start with who do you think you are and why? So I have it's called the Success Mindset Scorecard. And what you do is you evaluate yourself on a sliding scale. And it's best done if you rapid fire answer those questions, because you know how you can go, well, it depends if I'm cold or hungry. You know what I mean? It's like, no, just boom, 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 answer those questions. And then you'll see they're grouped into, like relationships, work, personal, spiritual kind of stuff. And then you immediately will get your score, and it gives you an excuse me, gives you an idea where your strengths are and where you need some support. And so either way, you meet with me, we go over it, and we either get you off and running because you're like, aha. There's ahas in there, and you're like, I got it. Or it's like, I want you to stay with me, L, and hold my hand. This is new. I want it, but I want, you to be there with me. So it can go either way. However, no matter what, when you do that personal assessment, you go, ah, and I feel like I'm one of the few people if you say in the coaching realm, I'm a firm believer. Let's do more of what you're good at. Don't spend time trying to make you better in those areas where you're not, innately. Because if you don't enjoy it, what's the point? Because you can hire somebody to do those types of things. You can collaborate. You can so many things. So let's polish your brilliance, and that's what the scorecard's all about. Like, let's find where you shine and go from there.
And that's exactly what, you don't need to be fixed, you need to be found. And I often say to
Yes.
people, if you're doing the filing, that's like hiring an MBA to do your filing for you. When you can hire somebody to
Yes.
do filing, and you can stay in your creative thing that you do. And so the other piece that I the other reason I think this is so important, the other reason that I wanted to bring you to my community is, as entrepreneurs, we're good at what we're good at. And so we are good at managing projects, what we do. But the first step before that really is knowing about yourself, managing and leading yourself. And that's why so many programs start with a mindset or a, getting clear about what you're good at. And that's the part that so many entrepreneurs skip. And I think when you do that, you take the time to do that, it will skyrocket your business. It will be a jump start because it will take care of all the hidden anchors that you're dragging along with you so that you're free to take off. So, I hope everybody will take advantage of this incredibly generous gift and this wonderful
Thank you.
experience. So, all right, so here's your trick question. When was the last time you did something new for the first time?
So what's funny about that is there's a caveat. So I do a lot of new things, but here's the catch. Only after I've watched a lot of other people do them first, I'm not the first one.
That's right. I neither am I. Neither am I.
And so, however, extremely recently, I'm taking on singing lessons. And that's something that I've wanted to do my whole life. I've kind of dabbled in it a little bit, and I'm competitive by nature. You wouldn't know that I'm a closet competitor, but I would see other people do well with scales, you know, and the things that get you going in your singing lessons. And I just wasn't progressing, so I'm like, forget it. But now I'm willing to put in the work. It's like, if you want this, this is how you get there. And I found a teacher that works with your personality, not just your tonality. And I really loved that. So I'm taking singing lessons.
So when the student is ready, the teacher will come.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah,
That's
and
exactly what
I feel
happened.
like that's how I ran into you. We have so many similarities because I'm not what do they call that? A market leader. You know, you buy the first thing. I kind of wait. I'm a tail end kind of person. I want to see how it goes and that kind of stuff. So I'm with you there. All right, so. I can't believe the time has gone so fast. Again, I just want to, I guess there are 3 points that I want you to take away, or L, 3 points that, you know, one is you have innate abilities. And so you don't need to be fixed. You can collaborate and find other people to work with it. Two, when you can identify what your strengths are, that can help you put together a mosaic much better. And that's what your gift is going to do. And you know what popped into my mind? I don't know the name of it, but there's this Japanese art where you put something back together and, you know, you celebrate it for its imperfections and its whatever. I should find that because I like that analogy. And three, you're always evolving, I think. And the more you
Absolutely.
evolve, the better you get. And the more you can, you know, be set free to be yourself because you realize the world needs you the way you are, not the way somebody thinks you should be, I guess, is what I would say. And I don't know if I missed anything or in summing that up.
What you are versus what people think you should be is stellar advice. But you've got to know who you are. Some people don't know how to pull the blanket, or you know what I mean? Get that's the true journey, is who am I? And then as you evolve, you will continue to say, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And I love the power of I am. So be mindful whenever you say I am, whatever follows that is your truth.
Yes.
So stop saying I'm lazy or I'm unorganized or whatever those negative words. Just stop. You don't have to lie to yourself. That doesn't work. You can't say, I'm organized. Your brain's going to go, who are you talking about? But you can just stop saying the negative thing and focus more on, I am fun. I am vibrant. You know, I'm a great writer. You know, all those that define you, the power of your I am statements.
It can be scary to be yourself. But it is so rewarding when you realize that the people that you draw to you value you for who you are. Absolutely. All right, I need to wind this up. We're having too much fun, but
Too much fun.
as always, as a first step, make sure that you download this gift because it is a generous one. Not only is it a generous tool, but a generous a gift of time and expertise. And I also want to make sure that you subscribe and share this podcast with other people. And you know, one of the reasons that I do this is to help the community and give you new insights and new information so that you can fuel your growth, you know, and impact in the world. And so I hope that you will continue to join me for the One Small Change as we embark on this journey. And you get to see how seemingly small changes can have a monumental transformation. And if you haven't listened to the first episode where I started, you should do so because one, you'll see how much better I am now, but you'll also see what the premise of the show is and see some other people that you may not have seen yet. So, L, do you have any last words of
Yes, my dear.
wisdom for people to take away with them?
I think the wisdom comes from the other side of the work that I do. Slow down and take a breath. We don't have enough oxygen in our body to function, so we're in, survival mode. Slow down sometimes, breathe before you respond, right? Just take those bigger, longer, slower, deeper, more meaningful breaths and watch how easily things can shift.
So there really is a scientific reason to stop and take a breath.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You get more oxygen in the brain, you can get to the alpha level of consciousness where the ego's not running the show anytime you want. It's free.
I have a model that says stop, before you do anything else. Stop and
Yes.
ask yourself what's going right, because it turns you around from going to the negative. So maybe now I should say stop. Take a breath and think about what's going right so they can be even better. All right,
Beautiful.
guys. Our time is up. But as always, I want you to remember that change is simple, but it's not always easy. It takes courage, resilience, and a willingness to step out of your comfort zone. And so I hope that you will take this, bit of information and use it to do that. And I hope you will continue to join me on the One Small Change podcast as we embark on this journey, so that you see what other innovative possibilities are out there. Until the next time, stay curious. Elle, thank you so much for coming and for your great
Thank you.
wisdom.